Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place. Peter, Roy Blunt Jr., and Amy Dickinson each has 3 points. Charlie Pierce has 2.
All right. Charlie, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. 5 Americans suspected of planning terrorist attacks were arrested this week in blank.
Pakistan.
Right. President Obama urged Congress to use unspent money from the bank bailout program to create new blanks.
Jobs.
Right. South Carolina lawmakers voted this week to censure but not impeach blank.
Mark Sanford.
Right. As part of a new policy, top executives at blank will not receive their annual $1 million bonuses in cash.
Goldman?
Yes, Goldman Sachs. It was revealed that the number one write-in vote-getter in the recent mayoral election in New York City was blank.
Trigger.
No, Montgomery Burns from The Simpsons. Scientists announced that they have discovered a new star in the famous constellation, the blank.
The Big Dipper.
Right. On Thursday, ABC announced that George Stephanopoulos would be taking blank's place on Good Morning America.
Diane Sawyer.
Right. In the middle of a blowout game against the Chicago Bulls, the point guard for the Toronto Raptors dribbled to half court, held the basketball, and blanked.
Sang a cheery tune.
No. He tied his shoe.
Excellent.
Huge lead in the third quarter. Toronto guard Jarrett Jack takes a moment to retie his sneakers. Instead of going for the ball, which was just sitting there under his arm, the Bulls waited patiently, even offering Jack the use of the team's shoehorn. So that's in the middle of a game against the Bulls last month, LeBron James was given a technical for updating his Netflix queue. Carl, how did Charlie do in our quiz?
Charlie had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Charlie has the lead.
Well done.
Wow.
All right. We flipped a coin. Amy is elected to go second. Here we go, fill in the blank. After a wave of attacks, Defense Secretary Robert Gates traveled to blank.
Iraq.
Right. Wisconsin declared a state of emergency after a massive blank hit the Midwest this week.
A blizzard.
Yes. 5 people at the Transportation Security Administration were put on administrative leave after confidential airport screening documents were blanked.
Put on the internet.
Right. After being hit with claims that they were unsafe, the season's hottest toy blank was cleared by the Consumer Products Safety Commission.
That little hamster.
Right, the Juju Pets. A trucker in China was ticketed after replacing his broken windshield with a blank.
A gigantic women's bra.
No, a sheet of cardboard. Hard to see through. Bruce Springsteen and Mel Brooks were honored at this year's blank.
Grammy?
No, Kennedy Center Honors. Anti-domestic violence advocates criticized Saturday Night Live for a sketch about the recent troubles of blank.
Tiger Woods.
Right. After pulling over the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile this week for a taillight violation, Pennsylvania cops let it go because blank.
They pulled it over for a taillight violation, but they let it go. Was there bribery involved? Were there hot dogs involved?
No. They let it go because they said ticketing it would be un-American.
Aww.
Sure, the Wienermobile was driving around with a broken taillight, but according to the police officer who pulled it over, it's un-American to ticket the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Oh.
Which is lucky, because when asked for identification, all the driver could say was, my baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 13 points, but Charlie still has the lead with 14.
Right. So how many, then, does Roy need to get right to take it away from Charlie?
6 correct answers.
All right. This is for the game, Roy. Here we go. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, Democrats tentatively agreed about a health care compromise that does away with the blank.
The public option.
Right. Senator Max Baucus came under fire for nominating his blank to be a federal prosecutor.
Girlfriend.
Right. The Environmental Protection Agency warned this week that blanks pose a threat to human health.
Sugars.
Greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide. After 54 years in the air, CBS announced it was canceling the soap opera blank.
As the world turned.
Right. A German tourist was caught by customs officials trying to leave New Zealand with blank.
With sausages.
No, with 43 geckos and skinks in his underpants. A House committee voted to subpoena the blanks to force them to testify about crashing the White House dinner party.
The White House dinner party crashes.
Whose names are?
I don't remember those people's names. They want me to remember their names.
The Salahis.
Salahis.
The number one person on Barbara Walters' 10 Most Fascinating People of 2009 special was blank.
The wife of Mark Sanford.
No, Michelle Obama.
Oh.
To prevent the spread of swine flu, a movie theater in Britain has asked patrons not to blank.
Not to bring their pigs in with them.
No. Not to kiss the cardboard cutout of Robert Pattinson.
Oh. Oops, too late.
After their hunky cutout of Edward in the Twilight movies was mobbed by overly amorous teenage girls, the Real Cinemas chain put up a sign saying, quote, please help reduce the spread of germs by refraining from giving Edward or any other character for that matter a kiss or hug, unquote. Carl, did Roy do well enough to win?
Carl always gets the easy question. I can answer that.
Roy needed at least 6 correct answers to win, but Roy had just 3. So Ooh. With 14 points, Charlie Pierce is this week's champion.
Well done, Charlie.
I'm going to stop and tie my shoe now.